Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
This week we are talking about the goodness of God. And you recently shared about God's goodness in front of a group of ladies and you reminded us of God's goodness, but you also talked about how our own lives can bear witness to God's goodness through just the story of our own life. And I think the first point that you really put across was that we all need to remind ourselves,
yes,
of God's goodness.
God's goodness is everywhere and so prevalent, but sometimes our circumstances, our lives, one, we're just busy, just circumstances aren't good, and so we don't sometimes see the goodness of God.
Mm. Yeah, and you shared the scripture in Romans 8 that says all things work together for good for those who love God.
Well, that's the hope we have in God. He works everything out for good. Even, you know, I know that in a way that's a definition of a miracle. We go, oh my goodness, look what's happened. And God can just, he works out things for good. There can be big miracles or little miracles. But the Lord is good and he loves us so much, he'll work it out to make it better for us, even though we can't see it. We've only got the little picture. He's got the big picture.
And when we have those circumstances where we're finding it tough, it can be difficult to remind ourselves of God's goodness.
Oh, yes. We're not even in the mood to even go looking
for
goodness.
Think about it. No. Yeah. But if we can get there or just even hold on to, like, God is good,
well,
just
gives
a
us
phrase.
Hope.
Yeah.
It actually helps us in many ways even change our attitude, change how we see things.
But then it makes me think too, though, if I like put in that effort, then I could fall into the trap of, well, it's me putting in the effort, if you know what I mean. But we forget that our God is so good and loving that he will just pour his love and grace on us.
Yes.
Like just
anyway, because
like,
he does.
Yeah, like
he
we
wants
don't need
to
necessarily be like, I've got to pull myself up.
No,
like,
no.
Allow God to do that for you. Yeah.
Yes. But he doesn't want you to discount your emotions. You don't always like then, oh, I've got to shelve that and I've got to always be positive. No, he wants us to always be positive, but he understands we can still struggle. We still can get angry. We still can get sad. We can still whatever. He wants us to have those human emotions. He gave them to us. But not to like sit in the humdrum of the valley, not to woe is me, like Eeyore, you know, the donkey that was always, well, everything was, but woe is me, bad. He doesn't want us to stay there.
No. And so if we are, let's say, in a good place, then what we can do for others in our lives is remind them of God's goodness.
Yes.
And that's a real gift that we can give to them, and hopefully in time then when we need it, they're able to encourage us.
Yeah, the reverse to us.
Yeah, because that's really important. I think when we do see God's goodness in our lives, we see things with a different perspective.
Yeah.
And you particularly shared how you went recently to the Monet art exhibition.
Yes.
And you shared a lot about all the different artists. And when you saw their quotes, for you as a Christian, you were like,
I saw God in everything. Yeah, it was just amazing.
One of the quotes that you shared was from the artist Pizarro, and it says, "Blessed are they who see beautiful things in humble places where other people see nothing." And I just thought it was really nice, like how when you have God's goodness in your life, that perspective really opens you up to seeing him everywhere.
Well, yeah, well, think of it in the way, I have to wear glasses now because I can't read, everything's very blurry, but some people have to wear glasses because they don't have the long distance that they can see.
Yeah.
And not everyone needs to wear glasses, but I'd say on the whole, 90% of people as we age needs the benefit. So think of it like when we see the goodness of God, it's like we put on these glasses and we finally, our vision is cleared.
Mm.
We finally see things in a different light.
Mm.
And it's not putting on the rose-colored glasses again that you're discounting. It's not hard. You know, I've got cancer. I'm angry at my life situation, or I'm sad, or I'm affected by something. It's not saying that you don't know that, but it's saying you're bringing the hope of the Lord into your situation.
Mm. I mean, the good thing about God's goodness is that it is always there and it is always steadfast. So when our circumstances change, which they do in life, we can hold on to the fact that God is always steadfast,
yes,
and loving and kind. And that can give you a lot of, we talked only like last week or a week before about Jesus is our anchor. Like having that God is stable.
Yes.
You know, we can hold on to.
The thing that, and I've had to think through it, struggle with the thoughts of, well, if God is such a good God, why are there bad things in the world?
Yeah.
But even Jesus said, we live in the world, but we're not of the world.
Mm.
And we, because there is sin, there is a badness.
Yeah.
I know that's not quite really a word, but there's evil.
Mm.
We can get affected by other people's choices.
Mm.
And God, yes, he can come and miraculously go, make everything fantastic. But he's allowed free choice. So I can just see him weeping sometimes with people's choices of what we've humanly done and the effect on others. But because of the free choice, the repercussions of living in the world, well, I'm not saying he can't step in, but in a other way he can't.
Mm.
Otherwise then he's treating us like robots. Yes.
Yeah. I want to talk about just practically some of the ways that we can show God's goodness in the world. Because one of the beautiful things you did when you finished this heartbeat was you talked about a quote from Pope Francis, who talks about how our stories is what connect us with each other in the world, our human stories, and that they're the stories that speak of God's goodness when we share our stories, but also when we're just living our story, when we're just doing our life.
I read so many stories, like a journalist writes something, and they can be a good story and it's very uplifting, but they can be a sad story. I think I shared with it where this brother had written a eulogy about his brother who had died lived homeless.
Oh, yeah, you shared that in one of
our heartbeats, yeah. Yeah, you know, but when I read it, I was like full of mercy and compassion for both these two brothers.
Mm.
And you could see the love of this brother for one to another.
Mm.
And it really touched me, and the goodness
that
he was trying to share about his brother that nobody knew about.
Mm. Yeah. Two of the examples in this week's heartbeat you gave were someone who was doing a bread delivery to people in Ukraine.
Yes.
And
yes.
Being like that encourager by bringing something to people in need, didn't have to talk about God, didn't have to say Jesus,
no.
But was there present and meeting a need.
That's right. They saw a need.
Yeah.
They had the gift. They were a baker.
Mm.
What can I do?
Mm.
Yeah,
and
amazing.
I like how you said, like, God's still good amongst all that's happening.
So yes.
Even still through that war, God is still good. And then the other example you gave was, and I've shared it in a heartbeat as well because I got it from you, but was that the gentleman who's jogging around the block.
Yes.
And sees an ambulance, so yes. He prays.
Yes.
And then this lady who had a heart attack, who was the one in the ambulance, she later had a vision of Jesus showing her the man who prayed for her.
And that's why she was still alive.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
And I think we underestimate the power of our prayers.
Yes.
And how the goodness of God we can bring with our prayer.
Well, that's where if there is bad situations, our prayer, our free choice of prayer can in many ways get God to go, okay, I'm now going to step in this situation. I'm going to fix this and I'm going to heal that. And because our free choice has been asking God for help.
Mm. And so I was thinking this week for our weekly challenge is that we can remind someone of God's goodness or show God's goodness by doing something practical this week.
Or be God's goodness.
Yeah, that's it. Yes. By either, you know, take some bread to someone like that example or pray. But there might be something that you can do that would show God's goodness. And I think also a fantastic thing about that is we all can show God's goodness.
Yes.
You know, I think sometimes we think, oh, it's just for the special people or maybe really holy people. But what Pope Francis was saying, no, it's the, actually our lives that are showing God's
goodness. Well, I saw your husband one day, the goodness of God and the love he has for people, where after church he saw someone was going to walk home in the rain.
Mm.
Said, oh, let's give you a lift.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got a spare spot in the car.
Mm.
God's goodness.
Yeah.
Out of the goodness of his heart, but because God already put it there and has always worked in his life, he gave that goodness to someone.
And I think let's not underestimate those things
that are so important.
What God wants us to do.
Yes.
You know, I think on one hand you can go, oh, that's just being nice. Yes, it is being nice, but God wants us to live our lives out by doing all those
nice things.
But also not underestimating that that's you being God in the world.
Yes.
Like I think we underestimate.
Yes, yes. That. We sometimes think we have to go over to Africa, to the mission fields and look at and feed the poor and that's the thing that will be good.
And if you're called to that, you should do that.
Yes.
But for the rest of us, if we're called to other things,
yeah.
don't underestimate what God has for you.
Do it here where you're living right now.
Yeah, that's it. So that's the weekly challenge this week.
Yeah.
So we hope that you've really enjoyed that chat this week and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.